State of Israel was created in 1948 and was immediately at war with its neighbors. Egypt was seen as its greatest threat. In 1978, newly elected President Jimmy Carter invited Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat to meet at the presidential retreat, Camp David. Carter hoped their discussions would bring peace to the Middle East. Author Lawrence Wright's new book, 13 Days in September, recounts the talks that eventually resulted in the Camp David Accords. When I spoke with him recently, we began by talking about the personalities of the three world leaders involved in the talks.
Well, you couldn't assemble a less likely cast of characters to make peace in the Middle East. Sadat was a visionary, but his background was that he had been an assassin. He was a Nazi collaborator. He worked with some Nazi spies, and he spent 5 years in prison before escaping. And yet he proved to be an extraordinary individual once he came into power. Menachem Begin had grown up in Poland, and when the Nazis came into the little town of Brisk, they executed 5,000 people. But Menachem was hiding in Lithuania at the time and spent 2 years in Soviet prisons before getting to Palestine and becoming the leader of Irgun, a terrorist organization that was directed at the British and eventually turned their attention to the Palestinians. So these were the men that, you know, represented Egypt and Israel, and Jimmy Carter had very little experience with men who had so much blood on their hands.
Do you think that Carter was prepared to take on something this daunting at the time of the talks?
Well, Carter told me that he felt that God had placed him in this high position in order to bring peace to the Holy Land. Walter Mondale said he was shocked when Carter told him on his first day in office that he intended to achieve a comprehensive peace in the Middle East, a well-known trap for American politicians. And Carter began interviewing Middle East leaders to see if there was a responsive personality that he could work with. And he was very dismayed by the cast of people that came through the White House to pay their honor to the new president until he met Anwar Sadat. And he actually said often that he loved Anwar Sadat, and it's not the normal language of international diplomacy. But there was obviously a kinship between the two men. Begin was elected in a surprise in 1977, and Carter was very dismayed by the language that Begin was using about the occupied territories and seeming to renounce the UN Resolution 242 that required Israel to return the territories captured in war. And indeed, Begin would prove to be a very difficult customer for Carter. I think Carter had a very naive idea that he could just get, you know, these two men together, both honorable men, put them behind closed doors. They would get to know each other. They would get to like each other. They would trust each other. They would find their way to peace. He was completely wrong on all of that. By the second day, he had to physically separate them. They could not be in the same room with each other. Now, there were times when both Begin and Sadat threatened to leave the camp. And when Sadat ordered the helicopter and packed all his bags, Carter was, he told me he'd never been angrier in his life. He went to Sadat, a man he thought of as his cherished friend, and told him that if he did this, that the Americans and the Egyptians would have no more relationships and their friendship would be broken. And if there's another war, Egypt would be alone and friendless in the world. And it's all on him right now. You know, make your decision. Choose right now whether you're going to go or stay. It was a very confrontive, aggressive moment for Carter. And Sadat agreed he would stay. And when Begin came to Camp David, he really felt he had nothing to lose because the status quo was fine with him. But Carter told him that if he was responsible for causing the talks to fail, he was going to let the American people know. He was going to go to Congress and put the blame on Begin. It wasn't Egypt and Israel negotiating with each other. They were negotiating with the United States. And it made it possible for them to make concessions to the United States that they couldn't make to each other in order to achieve the peace that they both wanted.
Has there ever been another peace accord in the Middle East as effective as this one? And how has Egypt's relationship fared with Israel in the 35 years since the signing of the treaty?
This treaty really stands alone because Egypt was the only Arab country that really posed a genuine threat to Israel's existence. Neither side loves this treaty, and I think that's just an indication of how hard it was to get this peace and the sacrifices that each side felt that they had to make. Now, Egypt and Israel, I think, are closer than they've ever been. And that wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the Camp David Accords.
Author Lawrence Wright talking with me about his book, 13 Days in September. Wright will be reading from the book at the Carter Center in Atlanta this coming Monday. There's more information about that event, as well as an extended version of our conversation at wabe.org/citycafe.